Jamal, that's a pretty disappointing way to end a game and go out of competition tonight.
100%. We thought we dominated possession, probably dominated the chances, double figures in corners. Like we had enough to win the game, but especially to equalise and look like we was on the up again and to concede that quickly was very disappointing.
Yeah, was it a case you must have been almost thinking about penalties at that point?
That's it. When you get the equaliser, you think extra time on penalties. So you're thinking about getting the winner as well. To be fair, because we was on the front foot, but that then became a close reality: extra time or penalties. Because I think we made all our substitutes as well. It was down to 10 men. Ben Close had gone off injured, so that was what it looked like it was going to go to, but it didn't happen.
Well, we spoke to the manager. He didn't seem too happy. Was he angry with the players in the dressing room after the game today?
Yeah, I think everyone's got the same feeling. We're not happy with losing games, regardless who it's against, what competition it's in, especially in that fashion where we should have outright won. If you get outplayed or outworked, then you can maybe take something out of it. But we didn't. That didn't happen today. We should have won, and we failed to do that.
Was it a different challenge taking on an academy team like that compared to a League One side?
Yeah, it's different in its ways. I don't know how to describe it. They're a little bit more comfortable on the ball. They take risks in places where teams wouldn't in the league, which is one of the reasons why we dominated, because they were taking risks in the wrong areas due to them not being as experienced. But that's probably what got them to win. In the end, they took a lot of risks and it worked out for them in the end.
It must have been frustrating for you having to move back to the defence because of the injury, because you were causing so many problems going forward.
Yeah, it obviously disappointing because we was having some success in the first half and even in the early doors in the second half. But the main thing is that Nathan Thompson is hopefully all right and recovers soon.
And I guess if it comes Saturday in a couple of weeks and you have to play right back, is that something you've done before? Would you be ready for that?
What will be. I've never done it before. I think I've done it once, but what will be. It'll be a new challenge, I'm sure. I'll try and embrace it like usual.
Your defending is certainly something that seems to have improved this season. It's something you've worked on?
Yeah, something I've had to work on to play and make sure that side of my game is not letting me down at any stage or letting the side down. So it is getting better, so hopefully if it does come to that, I shouldn't be too out of place.
How much are the players thinking that Wembley was only a few games away if you wanted it?
Of course, everyone wants to play at Wembley. It's a great opportunity to do that, and I think we messed up a very good opportunity to do that today, because we had, as you said, we've had a very good opportunity to win today and didn't take it.
Just finally frustrating, because we've seen so many close games in the past few months that Pompey have managed to come out on top of.
I guess sometimes you just got to ride your luck. There's been games where maybe we deserve to lose and we won. Today definitely wasn't the case. We deserve to win 100%, and it didn't happen for us today.